Let's talk about the way women sexualize young boys, and it never gets the attention that it needs to get. It needs to stop. It needs to be wiped away. When you look at the stats, the criminal stats, there's a lot more men sex offenders than female sex offenders. If you're a female sex offender, even if you're treated with the same, you know, disgust, but there's a lot of women, there's a lot of teachers. Let's bring up teachers. Female teachers who have slept with students, who have had parties with young boys, teenage boys, so they could, you know, do sexual acts with them. It's just like the joke Paul Mooney said, with 2 and 2 is 4, and the pussy is real good, come get it. And that's what the teachers are giving. The teacher, yeah, I forget the name of the teacher out there in California. He works at Lowe's. She had sex with him. They had 2 daughters. She's a registered sex offender because she slept with him in the controversy. But that case was blown up. That's the only reason why the situation that she's in is come to what it's become. But he's become nothing. Okay, he hasn't become that much. His daughters are grown. They're good. Whatever, he did his job as a father, raising them in the circumstances. But in reality, a 13-year-old should not be able to make that decision. And that's how these women have gotten our brains messed up. And other men who have been, you know, down this road have got these boys and these men minds messed up on how things are supposed to go. And nobody wants to correct them. Women don't want to correct other women. And men don't want to correct women, and women don't want to correct men, you know. Well, women have no problem with correcting men. You know, strike that remark. Women have no problem correcting men. But men don't want to correct other men, and women don't want to correct other women. But women don't like it when you cross that line, when a man is saying, hey, this should not be going on. The only person that can come close is another woman. So that's separation right there. But when you have, like they tell men, they tell boys, not men, boys, to chase after women. You don't chase after women, okay? You pick one, you chase after her, but you don't just chase after random women. That's why we got all this crazy stuff going on. But, and all these sexual things, and that's why down the road, then they end up getting in trouble for it later because of the situation, you know, and it just shows how you look at us. When you got, look at males in general, men, males, boys, it doesn't matter. If there is a celebrity, a female celebrity, say you're 13 and Janet Jackson come to your school, I don't expect Janet Jackson to twerk on a 13-year-old. I'm just using her name, not saying that she would do something like that. But other women, they don't have the sense that God gave them. But they will do acts, or even worse than that, you know, bunk over on these little boys. This is pedophilia right here. and have these boys messed up for life. And in fact, yeah, a lot of the, some of the cases, that's messed up when you talk about the law. If you are, it doesn't matter how old you are, if it's statutory sex and she gets impregnated, you're going to owe back child support. So you're going to be messed up even before you start your adult life, after you graduate high school and even decide to go to college, because there's so much rules. Or even if you have a driver's license, I know I didn't get my driver's license until I was 18. So you've already stepped out on the wrong foot, and it, and no penalty for the baby mama because she was 26, 30, 40, 50, however old she was, 18 plus. It wasn't a situation where the boy was 16 and she was 17 or 8. No, it's not a situation of the great controversy. No, this boy is obviously not of the age of consent. It's statutory. You're an adult, so it doesn't matter if he consents or not. But, you know, as far as it not being statutory, it doesn't matter. But you know, that's how it goes right there. This is pedophilia, as I said. This is pedophilia on boys. Now, if some of these acts were reversed and these were little girls, say he, the 13-year-old, I saw the video of the 13-year-old and the grown woman, the grown ass woman, bunking over in front of the boy, and he's, what do you call it? Let me use this word correctly. He's thrusting. Where did he learn that? Okay, back in the day, we would have gotten in trouble for things like that, doing that in the air. Okay, crossing your hands and you know, doing the Triple H suck it and all those things like that. We got in trouble for that. Okay. But a woman, a grown woman, a grown ass woman bunking over you in a state on a stage of thousands of people as the little boy throws. So you're sexualizing little boys. You're sexualizing little boys. You're a pedophile in my book. All this kind of crap. And then the mothers, some of these mothers, I don't care how fine you look. Okay. Your boy don't need to be doing that with you. Okay. I'm not going to tell you how to dress around your children because they see you 24 hours a day. They see you at your worst. They see it's your best. But some of the acts, and then they put that out there thinking CPS is not going to take your child, doing crap to babies like that and putting on tape. And these social media outlets, they allow it. They definitely allow it. Just like TikTok and the racist memes, but we'll get to that later. But this is what they do. This is what they do. But let's say the roles were reversed. Say the little boy is a grown ass grown man, okay, and the little girl is bunking over. You see what's wrong with this picture already. Okay. It wouldn't have been tolerated. He'd been thrown off the stage. It didn't matter if he was a singer, dancer, artist, whatever. They would have hated him more than they hate R. Kelly. You know, they, you know, the situation would have escalated. They would have done something. Somebody would have done something. Somebody would have standed in the way of it. They wouldn't have allowed it. It wouldn't have been acceptable. Charges would have, more importantly, charges would have been brought. He would have been a registered sex offender. In other countries, they don't play that. They don't have the list, but you will get beat up. You know, I remember a video was circulating around Twitter of this girl beating up this other girl because she had slept with her statutory aged brother. And that's the first time I ever seen something like that. But you didn't see the signs. But it goes back to what I've been saying for years. The reason why all this is happening, you know, the reason why it's like that is because we're the abusers. We're the rapists. We're the pedophiles. We're the sex offenders. Men are subjugated. We're, you know, to all that. Even if you didn't do it, you got to go through it. Look at Brian Banks. Look at Mike Tyson. So many names I could mention. And so many names I don't know, because there's so many cases of people coming out. This is the age of people coming out of prison for rapes and murders that they didn't do. But we're supposed to be the violent ones. We're the very violent ones. Bill Duke was talking about how their babysitter, their female babysitter, because most female, most babysitters are female, right? Right? Because dudes can't be around children. People don't allow, it's not accepted like that, necessarily, you know, for your nanny to be male, or for your babysitter to be male, and it's not related to you, it's not your uncle, not your, you know, your cousin or nothing like that. But the female babysitter, Bill Duke's female babysitter, used to come in the room with him and his sister and rub their private parts. Okay? I think the pimp, I forget what pimp that was. He was saying that she would, the most famous pimp, I forget what that, the pimp, not Pimp C, but the biggest pimp that there ever was. He was saying that his babysitter, female babysitter, would sit on his face. And then Tyler Perry and the whole Keys thing situation, where he wanted to leave his friend's house. Friend's mother puts the key inside herself. And all kind of others. I think he told another story, but I don't remember exactly. And, you know, look at, what his name is, Antoine Fisher wrote the movie and directed it, of his own life story. Yeah, he was sexually abused. You know, look at R. Kelly, matter of fact, and his brother, they were, they were molested. I'm not gonna go into detail. That's so graphic. On what he said, you know, made him do sexual acts on her, on their sister. That's nasty. But we men are supposed to be the main ones, being the abusers, the rapists, the murderers, the, you know, everything like that. There was a woman that was killing people for fun in Florida. They put her on death row, but that's rarely the case, you know. And then violence is more perpetrated against men. It's not, they might rob you or do something to you, but it's very rare. It's more rare. Well, I'm saying it's very rare, but it's more rare it happened to you than it would happen to me. It was more like it happened to me. The police, a dude that don't like me in the hood, the same color, somebody in the hood don't like me, different color, or everywhere, or in the suburbs don't like me, different color. So, and other women, the violence is perpetuated more on me, especially on black males, than anybody else on this planet. You know, including the sexual perversion of young boys, not just, I'm talking about all boys, but specifically black boys. They in our community, I see things that need to change all over the diaspora, the African diaspora of the world, the black nation. You know, Jamaica, you know, to Trinidad, to South Africa, to Nigeria, to here, to Canada. To, you know, they got Afro-Mexicans. They got Afro-Asians. They got Afro-Latins. They got all kind of black people, okay? But, you know, this thing right here needs to change. It really does. They don't want to talk about facts when you talk about lies. A lot of people have been lied on. I would say, you know, if it's more than one person that been lied on, they went to prison, they served a term, you can't trust in what nobody say. Somebody could come your accusation, take a rape kit. You know, that is certain. They put in certain procedures so they would have evidence to not let the rapist go. Boys and children in general, it didn't necessarily go like that. Some things could be manipulated because with children, because children are not fully developed. So if, say, you know, a female child might get away with more scientifically than a male child, okay? And what I mean is you know, it's just like those, you know, Steve-O, he liked to, you know, put black people on there, black men on there to say that they molested somebody, or just men in general saying they molested somebody, and they take a lie detector test. But what I'm saying is that sometimes those children have been coached to say those things by adults. The science don't match, or they find something in the science, in the biblical, but it doesn't look like it's caused, but in a legal format, they're going to hold that against you. But, you know, but they didn't never have nothing solid, but that's the legal system that we have. There's nothing solid. If they found somebody's DNA, you know, that'd be an automatic, hey, you molested this little girl, bam. Same thing with the boy. You molested this boy. But what happens is somebody makes an accusation, they believe it. It either goes to trial or they just take the charge because it's so many years and they just deal with it, you know. And you know, that's the case. I'm not saying not to protect your children. I'm not saying to let the pedophile go. I'm saying that all men are not perpetrators of that. You need to look at both sides of things. There was a friend of mine, well, a dude, an acquaintance, who told a story about him losing his virginity at 12 years old with his mother's friend in the house, in his mother's house when his mother's friend was visiting. So his mother was in the house while they did the act. Went upstairs, did the act, came back downstairs like nothing happened. So, and he has issues. He has issues. He might not have scars that you can see, but yeah, some wounds could open up at any time. Just, you know, and you get people's brain ticking like that. It's just like you don't expose the children to everything like that. I don't care if they got the internet, but you just don't expose children to everything. You gotta talk to them, boy. Yeah, talk to them, boy. But in another note, I remember Penn State, man had a whole organization, white man, had a whole organization for children just to rape little boys. And the assistant coach walked in the shower and saw him with the little boy and whatnot in a sexual act. And he was thinking about telling, whether or not he should tell. No, you got to tell on that, because if you don't tell, you a part of that now. You a part of that. And why would you let that kid suffer through that anyway? That kid don't know what's going on. And see, and then when you let the kid grow up like that. Then the kid grow up messed up. That's why we got all this foolishness going on right now with people's sexuality. Not saying if you're gay, you're wrong, but I'm saying you got to look back. Did you do your research before you got into that, or did you just develop as a child like that? Because children don't develop like that. Having a high voice and somebody influencing where you sound like a woman or you sound like a little girl, that make a little boy think, especially in today's world where femininity and toxic femininity are respected because they see masculinity as a threat. And more of a threat if you are a black man or a black boy, even a boy. They see that as a threat. A teacher might see it as a threat. But I see that women need to stop sexualizing boys, and then they talk about men sexualize them. Well, you done messed up. That messes up a kid's brain. So you have a 5-year-old boy, you expose him to that, and then you wonder why every single thing that he sees is sexual, because you exposed him to something that he was not ready for. So he can't handle it like an adult. That's what starts people to be all kinds of things. You know, you don't want to start anything because you don't want to, you can't finish it. But stop sexualizing the boys, please.